7 after the hour. It's the Good Day Memorial Day program. Memorial Day. Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden talking about Decoration Day and the things that are connected to it, plus the usual things that are going on in this hour around the world. The president has done what most presidents do. As a matter of fact, in my lifetime, I can't remember a president who hasn't done something to honor veterans during this Memorial Day weekend. A lot of you are not paying any attention at all to veterans or the real meaning behind Memorial Day. I guess that's up to you. As we get further and further away from what I think Tom Brokaw called it, the greatest generation. Do you believe that? 800-510-8255. World War II created the greatest generation. Isn't it a shame? Isn't it sad? Isn't it terrible that so much of our history, not just ours as the United States, but the history of mankind has been built around wars and killing other men and women? Hey, think about it. That's not some statement from some wild-eyed liberal, and I like to use that terminology because I think they're so outmoded. Conservative and liberal are just not used in the truest connection to the word anymore. But in general, as you think about all of the veterans that we eulogize today, Memorial Day, if we think about the freedom that we have and how it really isn't free, how many men and women have had to die because we can't get along, because we can't seem to figure out what it is about our nature that makes us as bellicose as we are, as eager to fight as we are.
Well,
it's just, it's sad. Hard to put words behind it, isn't it? I mean, it's hard to argue with.
You know, I would say that in World War II, we weren't eager to do anything. We were almost forced into that.
Right, but I'm just saying.
We did
it
all for good reasons to, I mean, look at the atrocities that were going on around the world.
But what created, what is there about mankind that creates Hitler's?
Right. Exactly. There you go. That's the question.
Yeah.
That's the question.
How is it that we have these people? And by the way, the British and the Dutch and the French, during the colonialization of the planet, were just as bad as the Japanese and the Germans were during the Second World War.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. I don't think we've ever been.
And I would propose that that they created a lot of the problems that we are fighting today.
Oh, absolutely they did.
Because they have mixed all of these cultures.
Yep.
They went and built these rock borders and said, you're going to live here with these people.
Yeah.
And then for hundreds of years,
built up walls that are foolish. Look at the wall between East and West.
Right.
Berlin.
So they forced all these people who, you know, didn't want to live together to live together.
Yeah.
And be part of the same country. And now we have what we have.
And we've had a lot of Americans die to benefit
and
other countries.
Don't forget the Spaniards.
Spaniards, very bellicose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Colonizing that to Queen Isabella, who sent out Columbus to find what became our world. Somebody went, Columbus didn't find it anyway. Amerigo Vespucci found it. But at any rate, it's just a history of what the human being
Look
is.
Look at us.
Yeah.
Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Well, but it's not a happy day.
That's true. You know,
it's not about happy.
I caught myself a few times over the weekend on Twitter, Facebook, whatever, from saying happy Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Because it's
happy.
Not proper.
No.
You shouldn't be happy Memorial Day.
Not at all.
I mean, you should, but that's not what the holiday is about.
No. The holiday is about understanding and recognizing those many people and their many stories about the country and the cities that honor the men and women of our country, the evidence that presents itself, the decorating. Actually, this, you know, all started as a result of the Civil War, which was our most painful, most horrible period. And it was fought over men and women who were slaves. And they had a different color skin.
There's some debate there, too.
About whether it was about the skin color?
Economics played a lot into it.
Well, but it was the economics of slavery. That was the question.
The money.
And now, here we have a day to honor those. I mean, when you get right down to it, a lot of the black and white soldiers weren't honored in the same way until fairly recently. A lot of black soldiers weren't honored at all until fairly recently. And that's another kind of weird reality of this day. So at any rate, this I remember when I was in elementary school, and I think to a certain extent in junior high school and in high school, it seemed like much more of a school day. It was a day to learn, a day to think. We didn't have school, but it was, you know, the things that were built around Memorial Day. It really didn't, until Lyndon Johnson was president, become the sort of the day that we
like
do what we do.
1971 or 2.
Yeah, 68 to 71, somewhere in there. And
it was in the 70s.
It was when I was in college. Like, yeah. That is, it's just, it's kind of weird. It's one of those weird days. Who do you honor today? 800-510-8255. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Jennifer is in Ireland for this week. So here where we go through the items that are very important items of conversational interest. Lots of people participate on a day like this because you're there and we're here. And this is a live broadcast. The holidays are not holidays for those of us. And I don't guilt or shame anybody into being here, except maybe on Christmas. Idea of having a live program for you to discuss what the real issues of the day are is a service, and I'm happy to offer it. 800-510-8255. I was never in the service. My father was in the Coast Guard. The day World War II was declared, he went down and signed up. He was the chief boatswain's mate of a Coast Guard cutter. 84 men on the boat. My father was on a 12-hour shift. He got up every day, went down. He was in lived in South Boston. Went to the docks, got on the ship. They went out to sea. 12 hours every day, 7 days a week through the war. He never much talked about it, but I knew that he was on the ship every day of the war. And he was in charge of the physical education of the men who were on the ship, keeping them physically in shape.
Hmm.
That's what he did. That was his job.
I always thought that the Coast Guard would be a cool thing to do.
Coast Guard was a very cool thing to do. They'd go as far as Portland, Maine, and they went down to Providence. That was their sweep. And there were boats in Portland that went up to the coast of Maine, up to the Maritimes, and then there was Coast Guard stations down in the Connecticut at Groton. They went up to Providence, and they went down to New York, and that's how they swept.
I'm not aware of any stories of any attacks on our coastlines.
Now, there were always those rumors of submarines.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Lots of rumors.
So they were subsurface.
My father
basically
said that they saw German submarines off the coast of New England, and so but they daren't and take a shot, and so I had the opportunity, and it was during Vietnam. See, that's the thing, the wars that are just and relevant. World War II, certainly, Korea, not so much. Vietnam, not at all. You go through Gulf War, yes. Certainly Gulf War I, absolutely. I think Gulf War I, in my lifetime, because I was born after World War II, may have been the most important thing for us to be involved in. Afghanistan, had it been handled properly, would have been. But that's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about the people who rose to the occasion, who did what they were asked to do. Sometimes they went into the service because they didn't have anything else to do. Sometimes parents of kids who were trouble at 18 made them sign up, and they straightened up. And the most, you know, for the most part. Usually every Memorial Day, we get into this discussion about how the government handles the men and women who have served us as well, especially the people that go into combat, that put their butt on the line, and how atrociously from, and this is my entire lifetime, and I don't know, it goes back maybe even further, certainly from the Korean War, but Vietnam was when it was most prominent, and that was when I was an adult by then. And you look at other, these other things that we've gotten involved in, and how men and women who've had physical and mental, emotional problems have been ignored all too often. So I would like to hear from you about Memorial Day and what you think of it and how relevant it is to you. It's an age thing. It really is. It's an age thing. Mm. And whether you served or not, or your friends and family served or not, that's what makes it relevant, too. 800-510-8255, because that really is the story of the day. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
And now GEICO presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new GEICO mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite GEICO character. But I'm not yelling we or anything, because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about GEICO, now mobile. Download the new GEICO app today.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you die today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
In Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself.
Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
Do you hate commercials? Even this one? Even if we talk in a really soothing voice? Well, what about a commercial about Dish's Hopper, which is an HD DVR that lets you skip commercials automatically, so you can watch your show straight through without interruption? You'd like that commercial, right? Still no? How about if this commercial suddenly ended?
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings, but they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we loved their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I worked hard and I fight hard for the old red, white, and blue. And I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to. I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
As Johnny Cash, one of his great, he really got into this. And the song of the Patriot was one of the songs that those people, it isn't about being patriotic so much as it's being about having your head into a place of respect. I don't know. The word patriot gets abused like a lot of other words these days and misused completely. Patriotic Americans believe in whatever the credo. How many of you know the American creed, by the way? I'll give a swell prize to the first person who calls us at 800-510-8255. Do they even teach that in school anymore? My guess is the answer is no. I remember learning the American Creed when I was in the fourth grade, maybe. It was when I was in elementary school. It may have been sixth grade. But what is there in the American Creed? Richie, did you learn in school?
I did. I don't remember it, but I did learn it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure being the quick-witted son of a gun that you are.
I'm on
800-510-8255. Memorial Day.
1917 by William Tyler Page.
Yeah, it was after the end of the First World War. Yeah. Here's Ed in Middleborough, Vermont. Is that where you are, Ed?
No, I'm in the middle of Vermont.
Oh,
I didn't
want
to tell the guy where I came from.
All right, so what are your thoughts as we enter into this solemn day?
Well, man, you said so many stupid things that, blacks not being thought about on this day and stuff. You put something racist into it when it's all a pile of hooey.
Hold on, just a second, please.
That is going to get good.
What is there about what I said? First of all, I want to hear specifically.
Can you go point by point what he said that was stupid, please?
Yeah,
the blacks not being thought about on Memorial Day.
The blacks are not thought about. When I was a kid.
The stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well,
in my
I'm
life.
Sorry, sir, but that's true. The blacks were not thought of. Yes, it is. I happen to have lived through
my
it. My experience is my family.
Since its inception, sir.
No, but you know, wait just a second.
About
hold on, just a second.
You know, I think you guys are having a different debate here.
We're not going to have a discussion or a debate about this
because I think this
is not the purpose of this.
Okay, let's go to Vietnam.
Discussion.
Not being relevant,
sir. Just a minute, please.
Let's go with Germans not attacking the East Coast when FDR.
Okay, all right. I'm going to let him cool off a little bit. And we'll talk to Rudy in El Paso. He's missed the entire point.
Yeah, I love that you didn't hang up on him. You just put him on hold.
Yeah. All right, so Rudy, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
You know what, you guys, one thing that, and I listened to you for years, I've been listening, but as you were talking about, you know, Memorial Day and how we remember all the people that had fought for years, you know, and you talked about England and Spain and the Spanish and World War II, Korea and Vietnam, Iraqi, you know, remembering all of our soldiers, right, our people.
Right.
But one that I thought that came to my mind that I thought would be interesting to add would be, how about the Civil War as well? You know, all of our people that served on both sides.
Well, we didn't talk specifically about those who served on both sides. We said that this all started as a result of the Civil War.
No, and I'm not saying you were wrong.
I can be wrong, but the way to point it out isn't to call me stupid.
No, and I'm not saying that either.
And I know you're not. I'm not a very sensitive guy when it comes to me. I can be called a lot of things.
No.
I just didn't like his tone.
No. The only thing I wanted to add, you guys, and I called like about 15 minutes ago or 10 minutes ago, was just that, you know, also, hey, how about the people from the Civil War, our own country, you know, all the people that died, you know, other people that they died for purposes, you know.
Yeah. But the purpose, and I think this is what I was pointing out, the purpose that Americans died was money, greed, color of skin, that kind of stuff.
No, and I didn't disagree with you. I mean, a lot of people, people all over the world and people of all races have fought.
Yeah. All right, Rudy. Thank you. 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Every so often, I come across a dining experience that's so unusual, well, I just have to share it. Ever thought about a toilet-themed restaurant? The original one started in Taipei. It's called Modern Toilet. How about aviation-themed restaurants? There's an A380-themed restaurant that just opened in China. And if you want the real deal, head to the airplane restaurant in Colorado Springs. It's actually located in a 1950s Boeing KC-97 tanker. Ever heard of dining in the dark? There are now a number of places where you literally dine in pitch blackness, so you can focus on the sensations like touch, taste, and smell. Here's a really crazy one. How about dining at a table that's suspended by a crane 165 feet in the air? The chefs do the cooking in the middle of the table. The company is Belgian, but it's appeared in special events all over the world. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Now you can get a $20 store gift card offer at your auto parts store just for returning your used motor oil and buying Valvoline NextGen, made from recycled oil.
I'm doing it for the environment.
You did hear me, right? A $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying NextGen oil.
I'm doing it for my engine.
That's great, but you still get a $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying NextGen.
Well, I'm doing it for the $20 offer.
Return used oil, buy NextGen, get a $20 offer. Close the loop with Valvoline NextGen oil. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more.
Make room for a brand new star.
It's game time.
Bring it.
HGTV's hit series Design Star is back with even more design drama.
We have two completely different plans.
Your attitude sucks.
It will heat up your summer.
I want it so bad, I can taste it.
You all have raised the bar.
HGTV Design Star. New season, new night. Now on Tuesdays. Premieres tomorrow night at 9, 8.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Memorial Day 2012, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Rich McFadden is here with me. This hour is normally devoted to us discussing various things that are important to our world, so that you can feel like as you get started with your day, you have conversationally a sort of clue as to what's going on. And so today, as it is Memorial Day, it seems appropriate to talk about military activity, talk about Americans abroad, to talk about the number of women who are in the service. I made a few statements in the last half hour that were my feelings. And based on my own experience, my family's experience, my educational experience, whatever, my own just observations, taking in an informal way the pulse of the folks I'm around. I've been doing this program for a long time. We are on the air every holiday. Many of you listen to this program only on holidays because whoever your regular host would be at the time that we're on is not on. So stations prefer to take something that's live, and that's cool because it allows us to hear from a lot of different people that we might not otherwise engage. And that's a two-way thing. My job here, the way I feel or see it, is not to create controversy for controversy's sake. That's not my deal. I'm not interested in listening to that because more and more these days it sounds artificial, phony, fake, false. But if I say something that you don't agree with, you're welcome to share your disagreement. And the best way to start the conversation isn't probably to call me stupid. I'm not necessarily the most intelligent person in the world, nor am I the dumbest. I'm a pretty good observer and I have a pretty good gut. I think John Paracall, one of our esteemed consultants, called me an expressive Richie. Remember those conversations those days? I'm an expressive. I tell you what I think and how I feel and the reason for it. I may or may not be right and may or may not say things that you agree with. And so if there is a disagreement, help yourself. But there was nothing about what I said that was aimed at being disrespectful or disagreeable. It just, that's my observation based on what I remember. You know, there's no such thing as the truth. There are facts, but the truth, my truth and your truth, may be two different things. Doesn't mean that they aren't true. It's just our experiences are different, how we observe and feel and sense. I was interested in looking at the Sunday morning lineup, Rich, of the television talk programs, excuse me, and who had what to say. And as you can imagine, many of them were with men and women, fewer and fewer, who are politicians these days, who have actually had experience. Most people turn to John McCain, including the president, who has had no, and this isn't a shot, he's, as I was, didn't have a service. And so as a result of that, there are fewer of these people around who have recollections. And McCain, because of his experience in Vietnam, is pretty much the guy that's always on the first row of those who are invited to be out and about when it comes to Memorial Day. Leon Panetta was on one of the Sunday shows, and he was indirectly discussing remarks by the ambassador of the United States to Israel, suggesting we are ready for another war. We are ready from a military perspective to stop Iran from making nuclear weapons if international pressure fails. The members of the UN Security Council have met for talks about the nuclear weapons program. Iran says, we'll be happy to go to war with you. Another Middle Eastern war. Just another provocation.
Well,
and it's just
more of the same.
Yeah,
you have to talk the game so that people, Reagan, you know, peace through strength.
Yeah.
You spend so that you have the bigger toys and than they do and hope that you never need to use
them. And we enrich those who make the toys.
Right.
And we all know that the study of our war machine, the Defense Department, things that go on the Pentagon, we know the Congressional Budget Office has suggested if we were to get rid of waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, that we would be able to, for $460 billion, have the same exact protections, and perhaps even better. And again, I go back to the way men and women who have been in the service to our country, certainly since Vietnam, have been treated, and there's a lot more money that ought to be spent there than is. I also have asked you to call and recite the Americans' Creed. It's called, I said American, it's Americans, the Americans' Creed, so we'll deal with that. Craig has called us from North Dakota. Hello there, Craig. Welcome to Memorial Day.
Good morning, Doug. You know what I find very disturbing about a day like today, Doug, is the fact that when you look at all the carnage of the men and women who died for this country, and I listen day after day to talk shows. I'm not talking about you because I know where you stand, but I'm talking about, you know who I'm talking about, the big talking heads on radio who are always pounding the drum beat to go to war and kill people in other countries just for the sake of killing them. And these guys have never served one day in the military. And that includes Panetta, too, who's not a talk show. It also includes Dick Cheney, who had five deferments, who got us into Iraq, who had the audacity to go out and get a heart that should have been given to a 19-year-old.
Cheney deserves his own attention. Yeah. I'm with you on that. He was horrible. But that's not really. We're really here to talk about those who have served us. Appreciate your point of view, sir. Thank you.
You know, the reality here is that in the future, nobody will have to go out on the front lines.
No, machines will do it.
Yeah, I mean, look at the drones that we have now.
Yeah.
And look at the cyber warfare that is happening now.
Yeah.
And there's a report today in the news, the Russians are blaming the Americans for interfering with communications to one of their prized warplanes and making it crash at a demonstration and killed 40-some people.
Hmm.
And they're saying that somehow we hacked their communications to make the thing crash.
Right. Well, you're going to expect that from Vladimir Putin. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we're trying to get the Russians to help us get rid of Assad in Syria.
Right.
And yet another discussion of war.
That.
Mrs. Clinton yesterday on another one of the Sunday programs talked about the Syrian massacre on Saturday. I think it was on Saturday. It was late in the week anyway. And us working to get rid of those, she said, who, quote, rule by murder and fear. And the Russians and the British are into that, two countries that in their own history have run their international relations by using murder and fear. That's the way it's worked. Afghanistan, the poppy fields. Is it appropriate for our soldiers to be out picking poppies in poppy fields? That's what they're doing, you know. Some of our soldiers are out trying individually to curb the opium industry by going out into the fields and picking poppies. There's something about that that just... Take a deep breath. Let's have Patrick with the American's Creed. Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Morning.
The American Creed is don't tread on me.
No, it isn't. There is something that was written right after World War I by William Tyler Page. It was actually his entry into a patriotic contest in school, and then adopted by the U.S. House of Representatives in 1918 as everything was winding down after World War I. And that's what I'm looking for. It's a three-line thing that most of us learned when we were in school. Did you learn it? You didn't learn the official American's Creed, obviously, because you don't remember it.
No, sir.
Yeah. How old are you? But I sort of want to figure out when this stopped. How old are you, Patrick?
I'm 39.
Yeah. Richie's, 47?
47.
And you learned it in school, Rich.
I remember learning it. I don't remember it, though.
Yeah. No, I understand.
And now looking at it, I do remember it.
Yeah.
But.
So that's what I'm looking for. Patrick, so let's just digress for a second here from that. What sort of involvement has your family had in fighting wars over its history, your family's history?
Okay, well, my father did two tours in Vietnam.
Yep.
And he just recently passed away two and a half years ago.
Young man, he would have been not...
He was 62. Yeah,
that's a young man. Did he pass away as a result of complications of what happened in Vietnam?
Actually, no. They sent him a letter or something about Agent Orange, but I'm not sure. You know, he died of lung cancer. So.
Well, I'd say that he was, whether he was a smoker or not, Agent Orange got into the lungs of many soldiers who were in Vietnam, and it has developed into an epidemic of lung cancer among those. So if I'm surprised, did he get treatment in the VA?
Yes, he did, and they took real good care of him.
Yeah, it's very interesting. The VA, my father was always happy with the VA. There are various stories. You hear great stories about men and women treated in certain parts of the country extraordinarily well by the VA, and other places you hear horror stories. New York City, for example, apparently people live and expect treatment from VA hospitals around New York have horrible. I remember Roberta's father served in, Roberta Vassanelli is one of the people on the program here with me. Her father served in World War II, and apparently he had a lot of trouble getting his coverage and benefits. But again, I think it's a regional sort of thing. All right, so beside your father, who else, Patrick?
I've got some uncles that were in the service, and from what I understand, my dad did a second tour so that one of my other uncles wouldn't have to go, one of his brothers.
Really?
And my dad never talked about it. He talked about it one time, Vietnam. He never talked about it.
Yeah, well, a lot of men who went to Vietnam, it was a pretty horrible circumstance. It sort of equated, it's something... And somebody's going to throw a rock at me for this, and you're welcome to do it. And this is a general statement, which is not necessarily meant to be general, but the Asian mentality is something about how, I guess I go back to the Japanese and the March on Bataan and what happened, the atrocities that Asians have committed on other human beings in various wars. It's bad enough that we have atrocities. And, you know, the Germans, they just used to shoot everybody, you know, the Jews, that they just used to shoot them. They didn't prolong it. They just shot them. They put them in the gas chambers, and, you know, that was as much of a horror as anybody has ever experienced on the planet since it began. But there's something about the way Asians seem to treat people in times of war, and again, I said it's a general statement, but I don't know. I don't know what it is because I'm not a part of that. It's just, you're hearing me take a lot of deep breaths today. because this is a very difficult sort of a thing for us to work through. And it's harder and harder because men your age, Patrick, are disconnected from it. Did you serve in any branch of the service?
No, sir. I wasn't able to.
Yeah. And it's not an apology. A lot of times in my era, people who didn't serve were looked down upon. Oh, what do you know? You were unpatriotic to some. That's how bad Vietnam. Thank you, Patrick, for your call. I appreciate your telling us about your family.
Thank you.
Vietnam did a whole lot of really bad stuff to us, psychologically and mentally and physically. And I'm from that generation. I'm from the Vietnam War. I was ready to go. I was a 1A. I was ready to go into the Navy. And I was called up. I was teaching school, and the superintendent said, don't do anything until I have my ways, basically, is what he said to me. And so he went to the draft board and asked them, what he told me he was going to do is ask for them to defer me until the end of the school year. This was in February of 1969. I had a low number. Man, I was off. And he wanted me to finish teaching that school year without interruption of the kids. And he said, don't do anything until you hear from me. From that day in February, it's February 14th, 1969 to today, never heard another word from the draft board.
Huh.
Not a word. And I wasn't eager. At that point in time, there were a lot of people who were getting, is like fodder, cannon fodder. You know, you're just getting put out there. And so it wasn't, even if I'd have gone into the Navy, it just didn't seem like
Yeah,
something.
It's not like in 1969 you didn't know what was going on by then.
Oh, yeah. No, you knew what was going on.
Yeah.
You knew what was going on. And it wasn't something that you cheerfully went into.
Right.
But at any rate, does that make me less of an American? It doesn't make me, in my mind, less of an American because I didn't want to go into something that I didn't believe in. And I sure didn't believe in what we were doing in Vietnam at all. There was nothing about Vietnam at that point that made any sense to anybody. And LBJ had been so despised. And what you learn about McNamara and Moyes and those guys doing their daily war things is just,
again. It's funny if we think about it. And my generation that are 47 or so now, really nothing happened in between our late teens to 40s. To late 30s, I guess.
From Vietnam, which was over in the early 70s, about the time the
74, 75.
Yeah, the end of Nixon brought the end of that. And Nixon
until
tried
the Gulf War.
Until the Gulf War, until the time of from Nixon until George Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. We'll continue with this focus during the course of the morning, and I do want to hear from someone who would like to recite the American's Creed, if you have it. It's a good day at 11 before the hour.
Oh my. Starting tonight on History.
Hatfield, be damned!
An epic three-night television event.
Come unarmed to ask you for my boy.
Boy, said my brother, and then shot him.
The story of the backcountry feud that became an American legend.
Hatfield!
Academy Award winner Kevin Costner.
To win it in.
Golden Globe nominee Bill Paxton.
When there's no blood left to be spilled.
Hatfield and McCoy's. The feud begins tonight at 9, 8 central on History.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources, her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX. How tomorrow moves.
How many of you are looking to have a lobster today? A lot of lobsters being cooked and a lot of other things being cooked today. In the name of it just being a day we don't have to go to work, but it's a lot deeper than that. 51 after.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy.
Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Day 2012 at 7 minutes before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We normally, during this part of the program, spend time thinking about, talking about technology, things that make your life better, or sometimes things that are just fun, the gizmos and the gadgets that are out there. So we'll pause in our conversation about the history of war and our involvement in it, your family's involvement and connection to it, what you want us to know about who you're thinking about today as you observe the formal Memorial Day, although a lot of people think about it, the people that loved husbands and in some circumstances wives, all the discussion about gays in the military, that kind of stuff, which I think is a distraction to the real issue of what this day is about. But at any rate, because we normally do this here, we'll spend some time with Shelley Palmer, is our reporter, who talks a lot about things as he observes them. One of them is this Facebook IPO and what's going on at Facebook. They say, Richie, that about half of their users are now accessing Facebook via mobile devices.
Oh, yeah.
Smartphones, that sort of thing, rather than at home on their computer. Let's delve into that a little bit more with Shelley in just a moment here on Good Day.
Make room for a brand new star.
It's game time.
Bring it, bring it.
HGTV's hit series Design Star is back with even more design drama.
We have two completely different plans.
Your attitude sucks.
It will heat up your summer.
I want it so bad, I can taste it.
You all have raised the bar.
HGTV Design Star. New season, new night. Now on Tuesdays. Premieres tomorrow night at 9, 8 central, only on HGTV.
Show is full of drama.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Facebook says that about half of its users access Facebook via mobile devices, which is great, except that Facebook doesn't have any way to sell ads in its mobile offering. So, all those page views are served without any hope of revenue. But this may be about to change. This weekend, in the wake of Facebook's lackluster IPO and a bunch of shareholder lawsuits, a rumor emerged that Facebook is thinking about acquiring Norwegian browser company Opera. If you don't know what Opera is, you're not alone. Opera accounts for less than 2% of the world's browser market. However, it's one of the very few well-established browsers that can be acquired. On the plus side, acquiring Opera would give Facebook its own desktop and mobile browser and help the social network create a workable mobile advertising strategy. On the negative side, it puts Facebook into competition in a very crowded space, and Facebook's user experience would most certainly change. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Now you can get a $20 store gift card offer at your auto parts store just for returning your used motor oil and buying Valvoline Next Gen made from recycled oil.
I'm doing it for the environment.
You did hear me, right? A $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying Next Gen oil.
I'm doing it for my engine.
That's great, but you still get a $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying Next Gen.
Well, I'm doing it for the $20 offer.
Return used oil, buy Next Gen, get a $20 offer. Close the loop with Valvoline Next Gen oil. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more.
Summer excitement starts at Macy's Memorial Day sale with big savings, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Dive into swimwear for her, for him, for kids, 25 to 50% off. Stock up on men's polos, $14.99 to $34.99. Take off with luggage collections, now 50% plus an extra 10% off. Macy's Memorial Day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
So there's a rumor floating around, according to Shelley, that former engineers with Apple are working with Facebook to develop their own smartphone, a Facebook smartphone. What about that? That's pretty interesting.
I would think that somebody will be getting sued quite quickly by friends of Steve Jobs.
Yeah, that could be. And then there is the BlackBerry was a smartphone. Wasn't it one of the forerunners of on the four fronts?
Yes.
But nobody has them anymore. That was one of the things.
BlackBerry?
Yeah.
Oh no, they sure do.
Now, Shelley Palmer says in his column today that he really thinks that it is.
Let me tell you where BlackBerry, and I just experienced this last night. My wife, who is Colombian, and many of her Colombian friends,
yeah,
they have a text service called BBM. Which is a global text service. It allows you to text anybody in the world, which you can't do on an iPhone or an Android. And that's why people who are international like the BlackBerrys.
Oh, okay. There's that story. The story of this hour is over. It's 59 past on Good Day.